Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is cheering the agreement between the U.S. and China to suspend reciprocal tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following weekend trade talks between the two countries, the president said China will open up its market to American businesses and suspend trade barriers.
I think it's going to be fantastic for China. I think it's going to be fantastic for us. And I think it's going to be great for unification and peace.
He said the reduced tariff rates don't include tariffs on autos, steel, and aluminum. The president also said he'll likely speak soon with China's leader, Xi Jinping. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump plans to change the pricing model for some prescription drugs. Mr. Trump summarizes the new plan.
My administration will secure what we're calling most favored nations drug pricing. The principle is simple. Whatever the lowest price paid for a drug in other developed countries, that is the price that Americans will pay. And we're using the term other developed countries because there are some countries that need some additional help, and that's fine. I think that's very good.
But the nation's leading pharmaceutical lobby is opposing the plan, calling it a bad deal for American patients. Drug makers have long argued any threats to their profits could impact the research they do to develop new drugs. An Israeli-American soldier held hostage for more than 19 months in the Gaza Strip has been released by Hamas in a goodwill gesture toward the Trump administration. The deal could lay the groundwork for a new ceasefire with Israel. The Israeli military confirmed 21-year-old Idan Alexander was turned over to the Red Cross and then to Israeli forces. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 1,160 points. The Nasdaq rose 779. This is SRN News. The countdown has begun to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The first one took place in 1966. The last one was in 2000. Representatives from 56 European countries and territories are due in Berlin on May 27th to discuss how better to spread the gospel in the fast-changing 21st century. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is the host, and Franklin Graham will be front and center. The theme of this Congress is Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish owner of a jewelry store in Tunisia has been hospitalized after an axe attack where Africa's oldest synagogue is located. The 50-year-old man was admitted to a hospital in Djerba, where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. The attack comes days before Jewish pilgrims are expected in Djerba for a Jewish holiday. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The stocks leapt after China and the United States announced a 90-day truce in their trade war. The S&P 500 jumping 3.3% today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 3%, and the NASDAQ Composite rallied 4.3%. Hopes for an economy less encumbered by tariffs also sent crude oil prices higher. The U.S. dollar strengthened against other currencies, and Treasury yields jumped on expectations that the Federal Reserve won't have to cut interest rates so deeply this year in order to protect the U.S. economy. The Dow was up 1,160 points to 42,410. The NASDAQ gained 779 to 18,708. The S&P 500 added 184 points to 5,844. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.